greed, religion, and remembering an old friend.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for December 17th, 2018. I'm Janine Fanich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me. Thank you, Janine Fanich.
You're welcome. So, into the comic strip?
Oh, I guess we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. The comic strip.
Right. What? So, the very first, it's interesting, because the very first strip was Winslow asking Carmen what he's going to get for Christmas, and Cheapskate Zero said, "Okay, I confess. I'm the one who pined for adventures of just Carmen and Winslow. Is Scott trying to get back at me, hoping I'll pine for something more political?" And Leslie Piper One said, "Without these downtimes, just hanging out, Carmen and her scruffy desert buddy would have to become grown-ups and have no reason for being two closely linked characters. This stuff is the stuff of the strip's life."
Oh, that's, you know, I do. Okay, I'm full, for those of you who, you know, for the three people who listen to this, two of them are Janine and I.
No, I don't listen to it.
Wow.
Well, I do it. Why do I need to listen to it again? So I guess just two.
How do you up your game if you don't look at the replays?
I have no game to up, so I don't worry about
it. All right. So, but for those of you who listen to this, here's full disclosure. I actually get bored of politics. At some point, I either get bored or fed up. I'm just tired of talking about that stuff. So
it's too much.
Well, and for me even, and that's my job description. I'm the editorial cartoonist, of course, at the Chicago Tribune as well. So I have to follow this stuff closely. And there are some days where A, either I don't care, or B, I get so disgusted I just don't want to talk about it anymore. So this is something. Christmas gives me the opportunity to kind of talk about other kind of nonsensical or really kind of unimportant issues, really. So you have a point there. But, you know, hey, stay with us. The strip, it ebbs and flows. It's like a river, a mighty, mighty river. Or a stagnant pool of water. Your call.
Cute.
So what else?
Oh, okay. We got an email.
You apparently wanted to blast through this stuff, so we're blasting.
No, I'm not blasting. I'm just... want to get people. People like to hear their comments if they're listening.
They do, and they should.
So we got an email from Dr. Martin and Harriet, who wrote that they want to commend you for your strip in the Tribune the last 2 days. That's the greed ones, I think. You have cleverly put the reason why folks become Christians into the mouth of Carmen. To those of us who agree wholeheartedly with Carmen and some flesh and blood folks like Peter Winner, and a few, far too few others, we say God bless you and them for putting front and center what needs to be said about living out our lives in the service of others. Yes, the church teaches that and many other things for us to follow. Caring and sharing and giving, as Carmen would say, if we wish to live honest and decent lives among our fellow men.
Oh, that's beautifully put.
They also said, we happen to come from the other side of the aisle from you, but decency and goodwill are not virtues that belong to one church or another, or one party or another. All we can say is may our tribes increase. Have a happy, blessed Christmas and New Year celebration.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually showed Janine. These and said I was a little concerned about mentioning faith and church and stuff like that, but you know, you signed off on it, so I blame you.
My fault.
It's always your fault. It's an important that if you listen to what they teach at church, most churches teach the tenets of Christ and about compassion, about empathy, about charity. And those are what we're learning now as a Catholic, that those are the lessons we learn coming up to the Christmas season. And I not being a Protestant, I'm presuming that they do the same. And so there are other faiths as well. One of the pillars of Islam is charity. So, it's weird how this stuff gets perverted and or ignored. You know, the evangelicals, and I did a series on that, how they have embraced President Trump, which to me is stunning because he's nothing like any of those things I just mentioned.
No, and his policies don't reflect that either.
No, there's no empathy, there's no compassion, there's no charity. And, you know, you can make a case that government isn't the way to do that, that taking money, forcibly taking money away through taxes and spending on what you think is right is not the right way to do it. Fine. You know, and I actually pretty much agree with that. But you still have to couch your language in ways that don't demean or diminish another human being. And he does this constantly. Anyway, so thank you very much for that letter. That was very, very sweet.
And God Particle says, it's funny how we celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday, but we don't invite him in. We have got to get gifts. Wouldn't it be nice if we did what he said and we loved each other as much as we love ourselves and we weren't greedy for things? If we listened to what he had to say and do what he said would be the greatest gift of all.
Yeah, the two, the covenant, the two things, love God, and then also love each other as you love yourself. I mean, it's interesting. That's not exclusive to Christianity.
No.
It's also in Islam. It's also in Judaism. It's also in
just the Golden Rule.
It's the Golden Rule, which has
secular.
Yeah, it pretty much spans almost every major. Not almost all of the major faiths have some version of it, and it's the one thing none of us can do. And I'm as guilty as the next person. Listen, I'm not Saint Scott here. I am glaringly, horribly guilty of not, especially when we walk down the sidewalk and there's a bunch of tourists walking five across. My Christianity just flies out the window then. And I'm, Jenny will tell
and
you.
And in a car.
And I'm belligerently.
You're belligerent. Yes, you are.
Yes. Excuse me. I'm not sure that's really the Christian way. I usually do that, and I do that oftentimes on the way to church as we walk down there. So, we're all imperfect beings, and we're all striving to be better. But the lessons...
That's the part, is striving to be better, that you keep trying to do better in life.
Yeah.
You screw up because we're people, but you just don't keep repeating that. You keep, I keep repeating a better job. But you keep trying. If you have a few times of doing good and having
sometimes
it
sometimes I walk down, I'm not a jerk walking down the
yes,
street.
Yes, you do. Sometimes. You're very nice. You always stop and ask people who look lost if you can help.
And I take pictures of people who, if they're taking pictures of someone else, I say, you want both of you in the picture?
Yes.
And we have, 20 or 30 cell phones now because of that scam. So I'm grateful we ran into that one. What else do we have?
We have a nice letter from Jan, who said, I'm a so-called liberal, but have an open mind. I vote for the candidate, not the party. I just wanted to say that I love your comics and political viewpoint. Aww. Your comic always makes me laugh or think.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. At least, again, there's a fourth person who gets what we do. That's awesome. That is so fantastic. No, that really is. I'm concerned. I grew up in the Republican Party. I truly did. I worked in political and Republican politics. I have. The Republican Party has lost its mind with the current head of the party, and I hope it finds its way back. But we'll have to find. That's a wait and see game, and that's looking at what the Democrats are going to run in 2020. I'm already writing about that, and who's going to run in 20? Obviously, the Republicans are going to run President Trump. But the Democrats, I really do believe, I'm making this prediction right now, I think it's going to be a dark horse. It may be Beto or someone that's not really well known nationally, but that's who they're going to have to nominate. Joe Biden right now isn't on top of their polls, but, we're so far out, that doesn't mean anything.
Things change.
And he's not even running. So, did we get any comments on the Pat DiNizio?
We got a lot of comments, nothing that I actually wrote down, because most people were saying things like, agree, go listen to his music, that's great.
Can I tell you something here? This is someone actually emailed me directly, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they said that, I followed your link to his music, and he misspelled it. It was like the Smoother Jeans or something like that. And I go, that's because the name of the group is the Smithereens. But he said, I just didn't like the music. And then I wrote him the snarky response. And then he wrote back, says, autocorrect changed it, which, okay, let's pretend we believe him. But then he goes on to say, and I didn't mean anything personal by it. I didn't mean any offense. I was just writing about, and for those of you who may not have seen this strip, it was the 1-year anniversary of the passing of Pat DiNizio, who was the lead singer and songwriter for the group The Smithereens. Pat also played at the launch party for Prickly City way back when, almost 15 years ago, and we became friends. I illustrated the cover of his book, and every year Winslow would bring a cake to try to take a cake to Scotch Plains where Pat lived. And I wanted to mark the 1-year anniversary of Pat's passing. And so when someone writes to you, and here's the thing, and maybe you can write to me back, write to us at pricklycity@gmail.com and tell me if I'm wrong, because I've been wrong. But when someone writes to you and you're writing a piece about a friend who has died, and they write back to you saying, I don't like their music, I'm sorry, that's a jerk move. That's just being an ass.
Well, you don't have to like it, but I don't see any reason to take the time to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't see why. Tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong, or agree with me. But again, pricklycity at gmail at PricklyCity@gmail.com. But I'm sorry, that was just a jerk move. But I want to segue from that to celebrating the life of Pat DiNizio. Terrific music. If you haven't heard it in a while, and you probably haven't, go ahead and check out on Spotify or any of the other streaming services and listen to the Smithereens music, which is just fun. They called it hard pop, we were big fans of it before we ever met Pat. And I'm going to launch into the story anyway. How we found it is bands reunited.
Right. On VH1 when they had music as well.
Yes. Well, sort of.
Or music shows, at least.
Yes.
Something with music in it.
And it was bands reunited, and they would find, it's exactly what it sounds like. They'd find a band, and then Motels is one. And they reunite, and they'd find what they're doing now, and they'd reunite them. They did it with Berlin and some other groups. And so Ginny and I, on a lark one night, said, let's find some other groups that need, you know, because they would say at the end of the show, tell us what groups would you like to see reunited. And so we went online and we found, and I said, oh, the Smithereens, I really liked them. And it turned out they were not,
still united.
Yeah, they're still united. A lot of the bands that you think weren't around are still around, apparently. And we kind of, through happenstance, stumbled onto Pat DiNizio's webpage, and he said Living Room Concerts. And we went, what? And we clicked on that, and it turns out he did exactly what sounds like a living room. He'd come to your house and play in your house. And one of the first guys to do that, a lot of musicians are doing it now, but he was one of the first ones to do it. And he came and performed for over 2 hours, and it was just a delightful evening. He was a great guy, and we stayed friends. And everyone who knew Pat DiNizio was his friend. I mean, that's just how he was. I'm hearing from a bunch of other people. So, with Pat's passing a year ago, I don't know why it jarred me more than I thought it would, but it really did. And someone pointed out that he was a friend. I mean, and yeah, so I miss my friend. And do yourself a service and listen to some Smithereens, or even Pat's solo stuff was pretty good too. So that's worth listening to as well. His book is terrific. There you go. And so we miss him, and I miss him. It's been a year, and so I thought it took an opportunity for the characters to miss him as well.
That's nice.
So on that note, I'm not sure if we're going to be recording in the next couple of weeks. So are we? Because it's going to be Christmas and New Year. Christmas Eve and New Year's. We'll see. We don't know. We
maybe
may or may
week,
not
maybe
be back.
Maybe not the week after, though.
Yeah, I don't think we will be the week after that. By the way, I wanted to give a heads up to people. If you're a space geek, and you know I am, the New Horizons mission, which flew by Pluto in 2015, is flying by another Kuiper Belt object. We have no idea what this thing looks like. We didn't even know it existed until New Horizons was about halfway to Pluto. So this is exploration at its best. It's like, what's this thing? We're going to fly by it. It's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So check it out. Go ahead and bookmark the New Horizons page. And I'm going to be there, actually, which is kind of exciting.
Not on New Horizons.
No, because that's 4 billion miles away. And as much as some people would prefer that, and it's cold, even colder than Chicago.
Whoa, brisk.
Yes, bracing. Invigorating. Let's call it invigorating. But I wanted to throw that out there as well. So we're done with this week's edition of the Prickly Sea Podcast. Janine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian Altimer. I hope you're feeling better. He had a stomach thing. He got some food poisoning. Poor guy.
Poor Brian.
Yeah, poor Brian. So I hope he's feeling better. I'm sure he looked like he was feeling better, although he was kind of weak. It was sad, Brian.
He always looks good, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, he works out too much. He needs a scar. I'm just saying, too good looking a guy. That list gets longer and longer as I get older and older, I've noticed, by the way. So Brian, thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for allowing us to use your equipment and for posting our podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please do so by going to gocomics.com/pricklycity and check out their antics. And you can even register and get free stuff, which is pretty awesome. If you want to, and you can leave a comment, which you might read here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, like I mentioned earlier, email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. For all of us here, thank you for listening. We can't tell you enough how much we appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.